Earlier this week, we saw a historic presidential election outcome that most had not predicted with the election of Donald Trump. Another surprise was the fact that the U.S. Senate majority remained in Republican hands. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to explain what this outcome could mean for U.S. agriculture.
For much of this election cycle, the thought was, given the states that Republican senators were running for re-election in and the current shift in some of the demographics, that it would be very challenging for Republicans to maintain their majority in the Senate, although it will be a more narrow majority than what they have in the current Congress. On the House side, as was predicted, Republicans did also maintain control of that body, although they did lose a handful of seats. The losses were less than what many had predicted. And so while it will mean a tighter margin in the House as well, it's still a relatively strong majority for Republicans in that body.
Since neither the House or Senate majorities will change next Congress, there will be less turnover in leadership of committees.
For example, in the Senate, Senator Cochran will continue as chairman of the Appropriations Committee, and Senator Roberts will continue as chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee. There will be a few committee leadership changes that will occur because of term limits. For example, on the Environment and Public Works Committee, Senator Inhofe from Oklahoma is term limited, so there will be a change in leadership at that committee. On the House side, again, very little changes expected. Chairman Conaway and Ranking Member Peterson will continue to lead the House Agriculture Committee.
There's still a lot to be determined when it comes to what this means for the remainder of this Congress and the beginning of the next Congress in January.
The expectation is that President-elect Trump and Republicans in Congress will want to finish up the appropriations process for the current fiscal year, try to get that completed by December so that they come back with a clean slate to start with in January. And the expectation is there will be a number of bold initiatives that the President-elect and the majorities in Congress will try to push forward, things such as comprehensive tax reform, immigration package, changes to or repeal of the Affordable Care Act. And this probably means very unlikely that the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, will come before this Congress or the next Congress for a vote. So a number of changes in the landscape here as the outcome of this election continues to be evaluated. Certainly, it will also mean a very significant turnover in the administration, USDA, and on down the list of all of the federal cabinets and other agencies, because of the change in party. So we'll see significant turnover in leadership of those important agencies and departments.